Here's our good friend Jordan Stahl from the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Carolina Hurricanes right now hunting down a wild card spot, 1 point behind the Washington Capitals, and they coming off a big win, approaching the quarter pole right now. So, Jordan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. First up, what did you think of Cam Ward coming wandering out last night and making that that little play, and then stopping with his back to the puck when the shot went towards the net when he was caught out of the net?
Yeah, Wardle was he was on fire last night. I think he was about to go, and then he wasn't, and then he looked, he saw it was Andrew Ladd, so he decided to go anyway and try to take him out. But it was a pretty ballsy play, but he made the right one, obviously. So
would you rather your goalie just stay in the net instead of trying that play?
There's different plays. I mean, they can go bad, and they can go well. I think when you have a goalie, you've seen Marty Brodeur, stuff like that, guys that can move the puck so well, it makes it so much more difficult to forecheck. So when you have a goalie that's involved and knows what he's doing and can make passes, it's very difficult to, like I said, to forecheck. So when he Mortal's on his game and he's moving the puck, it makes it so much easier for our D and the forwards just to keep him moving and playing in the other end.
Well, nice weekend. The only team to win both their games on the weekend were the Carolina Hurricanes. And I know, Jordan, talking to Bill Peters weeks ago, I don't know if too much is made about the green light the defense have to go. But how does that factor into your play, knowing that guys can jump into the rush maybe a little bit more than other teams' guys do?
Yeah, I think that's the way our team's been built as well. You know, it seems like all our D can really skate. So it's kind of a five-man breakout system. When it goes to the winger, there's the D jumping through the middle to open things up, and we use them a lot. And they're in the rush as well after that. So it seems like all our D have the green light to go and move up in the rush and create offense that way. And you know, they're a big part of our offense.
So last game, you're playing, your line is pretty hot right now with Aho and Teravainen and Stalzi, and you didn't collect an assist with those guys last game. They've been pretty hot. What do you feel playing with two waterbug players out there? Your role is,
did you just chirp him?
Yeah, yeah, side chirp.
That's one way of putting it. I'm just trying to make some room for those guys. You know, I've been called the Gronk for a reason, I guess. And you know, it's just been playing against with those guys, just making room and going to the net and just basically trying to find pucks and give it to them and let them do their thing. And both those guys have got such great skill and great vision, and seem to be finding each other last game. Maybe not me as much, but you know, I've been fortunate enough to be on the good side of it too. So it's been fun playing with those guys, and yeah, hopefully we continue to do that.
Who first called you the Gronk?
some idiot, I don't know.
like teammate or Twitter?
It's an ex teammate. You know, he's got a bad beak and doesn't stop talking.
Oh. I wonder who that could be.
Wow, that's
that's what you call a chirp, Darren.
That's what you call a chirp. I like Jordan.
It's
coming
a great
on this
nickname,
show.
Though.
This is awesome.
It's a good nickname.
Your season's going really well too, personally. So how do you explain what's been your totals and the individual success?
Yeah, I think like I said before, with those the two Finns have been helping me out a lot offensively and making me feel like I'm a bigger part of that side of the things instead of, you know, being just a straight shutdown centerman. So that makes it exciting every game, knowing that I got those two guys beside me that are thinking offense every night and trying to create as much goals as we can. So it's been, like I said, it's been fun playing with those guys.
Darren Millard, Gord Stellick, and Colby Armstrong here in the Hockey Central studio, chatting with Jordan Stahl of Carolina Hurricanes. The new faceoff rules came in, well, the old rule that they're just cracking down on. How did you find it? When did it become somewhat normal?
I've still been struggling with it a little bit. You know, I think I saw myself as a good cheater last year, and found ways to get around the rules and try to bend them as a bit. So it's been a little bit of a struggle for myself and a few guys on our team to kind of get it down again. And basically, it's just knowing what you can get away with, and it's not much right now. So, you know, it's very strict rules with skates and sticks and then timing as well. And timing is the biggest part. I think previous years it was kind of timed it off of when the second guy would come down and just go from there. Now it's they want you stone cold and stopped every time, so it makes it difficult on timing, and that's been the biggest trouble for myself and I think a few guys on our team as well.
Jordan, have you watched any of what Sid's doing in the draws? Because he's just like, it's almost like he's standing upright like a tabletop guy and just swatting at it.
Yeah, he's in another level with his hand eye. So, you know, he's always been amazing with his stick and his hand eye. So he can pick up pucks pretty cleanly. He makes it look a little easier than it looks. So that's just Sid being Sid, I guess.
Now, I know you're usually the first guy taking the face up, but has your team got something now the second guy almost don't try too hard? Like, because the worst thing is getting these penalties. Sometimes a lesser experienced guys jump the gun again and all of a sudden you got a minor penalty, or is there any philosophy like that at all with you guys?
We've talked about it as a group. Definitely got to be careful coming in second. We'll definitely take a loss face off over a penalty. So you just got to be careful and do your best, but definitely don't think about trying to cheat or do anything crazy.
Is there anything else you want to say to the guy with the weird nose?
Stalzy, you have four penalty minutes. Enough. You have 4 penalty minutes. What's going on, bud? You're the Gronk. 4 penalty minutes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm playing honest hockey. That's all.
The gentle giant.
This from the guy who said I was a really good cheater under the old rules.
Would you be upset Would you be upset to win the Lady Bing Award?
No, it's a good honor, but I don't see me doing that anytime soon. But you never know.
4 penalty minutes.
You're welcome to come on anytime. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on the start, and we're really rooting for you guys to take that step back into the playoffs this year. You got a great young up and coming team, so keep her going.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.